And so in May the 6th, our precious jewel went home to glory. And we miss her, but we also know that she's in the perfect place.
Stay gute! Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Well, as you can tell, this program touches on something that many of us are familiar with, the loss of a loved one. Join us as we hear from Native Alaskan Paul Boskovsky as he shares the rest of his story, including about his grief and loss, and his confident expectation that he'll see his daughter again.
I made high boat for our company. High boat means that in the company that we have, that I caught the most fish in that company. That's the attitude I had and try to get ahead. I worked very, very hard and getting ahead. And because of this, I was able to buy my own boat, a lot of other things. I had a skiff, snow machines, and so on. So I began to think in my mind, boy, I have it made now. And I went to college to be a barber. I took up carpenter training. So at this point of my life, I said, oh man, I have it made. I had some bank accounts that I had to put in two different banks. And so I was doing well. But at this point in my life, when I had gone home and rested, my mind started wandering. And I was just telling myself, I have it made. But what is missing? During this one particular year, there was a gospel team that came to our village of Vigigik, and a friend of mine invited me to come with him to listen to this gospel team. So I went and I listened, and that was very interesting to me because I was brought up as a religious man all my life, and so I was pretty open, and I wanted to learn about God. But it wasn't till in this time that the gospel of the Bible was becoming more clear to me. And after 2 weeks, it became clear to the point where I said, that's what I'm missing. So I went up to the pastor and talked to him about salvation that I seemed to long for. And so the pastor took out his Bible and let me read for myself what the Word of God says. And it became very, very clear. My next step, I knew, I had the freedom to reject God or accept God. And I did not want to reject Him. So I asked, how can I make sure that I'm going to go to heaven? And because of his knowing the Word of God, he opened his Bible and let me read for myself. It's in 1 John chapter 5. It says in verse 13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And I can't help but remember the day, the time, and the place. It was like a revival in my life that happened. On April 21st, 1963, in the chapel of Vigigik, I could remember the second row of chairs, and it was there that I knelt down. I called to God and asked Jesus Christ to come into my life. And the peace that I received at that time, I knew I was born again. I was born physically, like I said, July 10th, 1935. But because I have a spirit and soul, that needs to be taken care of spiritually. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, "There is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In the same book in Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death." But he didn't stop there, praise the Lord. "But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." The thing we need to do, when once we learn that, because of the free will that God has given each person, we have to call on God. And that's what I did. I asked Jesus Christ, "Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, and I come to you confessing that, and I ask that you come into my heart to be my Savior and take me to heaven when I die." That thought is a peace in my heart, knowing when I take my last breath here on earth, I am going to heaven, where he's preparing a great, wonderful place for me. And that could be for anyone nowadays. You could just call upon Jesus Christ to be your Savior. July 16, 1935, I was born physically. On April 21, 1963, spiritually, that's when I was born again. I went out from the chapel and I went down to share that with my mother-in-law at now. I knew she was a Christian and I wanted to share this with her. So I went straight to her house and told her what I did. And she rejoiced with me and says that I've been praying for you for many years. The time went on in my life where now I knew that I was a child of God, literally a child spiritually, and I knew that I needed to grow. And so our pastor encouraged me that there was a Bible school where I can go to reach that goal in my life. Before this gospel team that came to the village of Igiik, the team consisted of perhaps three boys and three girls. And one of the girls was from the village of Igiik. I had interest in her. This is before I accepted the Lord. And our relationship became stronger and stronger, and she began to realize my strong desire to be with her. And after 2 years, she got to the point where she had to tell me. She says, "Paul, I can't see you anymore like I would like to." And that broke my heart, knowing that I thought she didn't like me, But I found out later that wasn't the truth. But praise God, she knew the Bible more than I did. And it says that we are not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. So you know my strong desire of wanting her. And she didn't want to commit herself to a non-Christian. Well, praise the Lord, several years after that, I made my way to Arctic Bible Institute, and after 2 years of in Bible school there, here comes the same lady. She enrolled in the Bible school. My first thought was that, "No way will I get ever close to you. You broke my heart once, and I don't want to do that again." But after I finished Bible school, our relationship, God just led us together, put us in the same team together, and we got more acquainted. We finally got to the point where she was happy that I was finishing Bible school. And in February 14th, I asked her the big question, if she would like to be my wife. And she said yes. So after graduating from Bible school, we took our internship at Pilot Point. From this point in our life, we moved in 3-year intervals. The time went on. Our oldest child was finishing high school, and we knew that we wanted to help her out in a bigger school, so we moved to Naknek. And it was here that our daughter, Jewel, it was here that we found out she had leukemia. So we had to be moving to Seattle for her treatments and work on her for 3 years. She recovered pretty well, and she was able to attend the University of Anchorage, and she had the privilege of going to Russia for a trip in the gospel team. She was bright and sharp. She was also one of my best crew members in fishing, and she loved it. She was loved by many people. Unfortunately, after she finished her second year of school here in the university, the doctors told us that she came down and had a relapse. At this time, the doctors told us of her chances of recovering was very slim. And so in May the 6th, our precious Jewel went home to glory. And we miss her, but we also know that she's in the perfect place. She has no more pain, no more sorrows. She was, along with her dearest friends, that went on ahead of her. We could say from the bottom of our hearts, God is faithful. And without our Lord Jesus Christ helping us in this world and facing the trials that we have gone through, I know we couldn't have made it without Him. My desire and my wife's desire now is to continue to share the gospel to anyone that is open to hear the blessings they can receive that God offers through His Son, Jesus Christ.
God is faithful, and His love changes everything. Even the darkest places in life are bearable when we belong to Him. We read in Psalm 23, "Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Have you received God's love through His Son, Jesus? He's offering you forgiveness and new life because He wants you to be with Him forever. If you'd like to know more, visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. If you're on Facebook, you can connect with us at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.